The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Pollinator gardens are hot. Maybe it's the press the two poster children of pollinators, monarch butterflies and honeybees, are getting. Or it could just be a higher awareness of the role pollinators play in our food and ecosystem. But it seems everyone is talking about helping pollinators. You can join in. It's not too late to grow a pollinator garden for this summer. It all starts with growing the right plants. Choose pollinator-friendly plants such as wildflowers and heirloom varieties of popular flowers. Some modern hybrid flowers may be attractive and have good characteristics, such as sterile seed to prevent self-sowing, but they aren't the best for pollinators. Plant a variety of early, mid, and late season perennial flowers mixed with trees, shrubs, and annuals to provide a supply of nectar and pollen. Remember, butterfly larvae will need their own special plants such as borage, fennel, parsley, milkweed, and nettle. We like to let some of our fennel, cilantro, and dill go to flower each year for native bees in our garden. Native shrubs and trees such as willow, linden, and lilac are great additions as well. Of course, you'll need to reduce or eliminate pesticide sprays in the garden. Provide areas for shelter and nesting in your yard by leaving old snag trees, piles of branches, and meadow areas intact. Erect nesting boxes for bees and bats. And make sure the pollinators have a source of water, such as a bird bath or even a muddy puddle area for butterflies. And now for this week's tip. Start checking your broccoli, kale, and other brassicas for cabbage worms. The white butterfly with a black spot lays eggs on the underside of the leaves. The green larvae eats holes in the leaves, and you'll see dark green droppings in the leaf crotches. Crush the small white eggs, handpick the larvae, and spray BT organic pesticide to control them. In the future, cover your plants with floating row covers to prevent the butterfly from laying eggs. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about viburnums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.